Please pray along with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please do be seated. Where are we? Who are we? Why are we here? What are we meant to be doing? And how are we to go about this thing we call life? These are some of the elemental questions that us humans have been pondering for thousands of years. There are many voices surrounding us on all sides claiming to answer these questions for us. In effect, telling us what to do. Yet we pray, set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We seek freedom and abundance, yet so much of this world remains enslaved to the need of wanting and doing. A perpetual, never-ending cycle of craving, clutching, and fussing on the material, political, social, emotional, intellectual, and yes, even on the religious planes. We are kept in perpetual unrest. And yet we seek, we are thirsty to know the essence of our being, what it means to be truly and fully human. The celebrated Chilean poet Pablo Neruda wrote many odes. In his Ode to Salt, Neruda says a great deal before reaching his conclusion, where, speaking still to the salt, he declares, "The smallest, the tiniest wave of the shaker brings home to us your inward flavor of the infinite. The smallest grain of salt, one invisible to the eye, brings to us the flavor of the infinite, the inward flavor." The poet is offering high praise to simple, ordinary salt. Strange though it seems, he speaks to the salt directly, with a voice of respect, about how well it serves to bring about an epiphany, the inward flavor of the infinite. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus looks out at his disciples and announces, "You are the salt of the earth." Like Neruda, Jesus talks to salt. A strange thing for anyone to do, but maybe not so strange if we recognize the salt as bringing forth, even in its smallest quantities, the inward flavor of the infinite. The smallest, tiniest bit of salt brings forth the inward flavor of the infinite, claims the poet. Jesus makes this bold assertion and then makes an even bolder claim. His followers, all of them, are grains of salt through whom inward flavor of the infinite is encountered. But do the witnesses to this bold claim roar with their approval? Maybe not at first, because here, Jesus identifies every listener as a living paradox. We are, each of us, so tiny, yet infinity shines forth through each of us. My guess, is most of us don't feel like that most of the time. Yet, in diverse matters. We may be called in this direction, ready to offer the response to serve as salt that has not lost its flavor. Think of it in terms of what Irenaeus claims as the glory of God being a fully alive human. The glory of God is a human, is you and I, fully alive, alive to what God has made us to be. Sometimes that is easy to understand, and sometimes being free to be who God made us to be is hard, because sometimes it feels like the ask is too large and the cost is too dear. It feels impossible. The need around us never ceases. Living our faith can lead to burnout and despair because it may feel like we are never, ever making any headway. The poor are still with us. War still exists. Phobias and hatreds still lurk around every corner. And yet today, Jesus tells us the reality of our lives, that we are salt and light. Not that we are becoming salt and light. We are salt and light. In the right portions, salt and light bring with it the ability for growth and new life. But when it's overdone, too much salt and too much light can destroy. The difference here is how the salt and the light are used. As followers of Jesus, we are called to be the salt and the light, to break down walls, create community, develop a deeper faith, and work for the inclusion, the affirmation, and the respect for all peoples. A fully alive human, I think, is found in knowing who we are first, that we are called, named, and baptized, and sent into the world to be the hands and feet of Jesus, taking our discipleship of ourselves and our community we live in seriously. We are called and commissioned to bring the salt and the light as children of God to the work of the gospel in a world that tells us it does not matter. Being fully alive is more than just producing or achieving. It's about breathing with both of our lungs in the everyday. Being fully alive and fully human is when we can engage, feed, and inform all sides of our humanity. It's about seeing our whole life as interconnected, and in that interconnected nature lies our call to think about who we are, the needs around us, and how we can respond to that need with who we are. The secret and hidden wisdom of God calls us to remember the essence of life and to remind us where we come from, where we are going, and what we are meant to be doing. And it all revolves around love. Restoring justice, peace, and dignity for all people in a world that too often wants us to believe that it is every person for themselves. Some of the elements of creation, like salt and light, define the very essence of who we are and whose we are, which Jesus sums up in just a few words about these two elements. When we live lives of justice, peace, and dignity for all peoples and all creation, says the poet Isaiah, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Jesus reminds us what it means to be the salt of the earth and the light that shines upon others so that they might join us in giving all glory to God. God, whose property is always to have mercy, who sets us free and gives us that abundant life made known to us in Jesus, our friend and our